I didn't the trunk. I didn't see it. I didn't know that was happening. Right. I couldn't see it.
You could have wrapped that around your neck and banged you the hell against that pillar.
That's when I just first, that was the first actual shot of the video. And
that
was
great. I like
that. I was planning to stand there and make the video.
Look at that.
Ooh. She snuck up behind me and then I noticed
that's
it.
That's a great shot right there. That's a great shot.
I think she's pretty friendly though, but it's just too large for me, you know?
Yeah, well, she was probably aiming her hose at your hose and trouble.
They want food. But that was a kind of a cool place. But, you know, it is, you know, you don't want to see animals kind of penned up like that. Some of them were roaming around freely, actually, like 12-foot tall elephants walking around like freely, like they're not even chained up. So. But
is that an elephant habitat you were at?
Something like that. I don't know what you really call it, but there's probably at least 12 of them or at least 10, 15.
That's a great shot. You better frame that one. Yikes.
Yeah. It's you know, fun to get out and make a video outside because otherwise I'm just in my office all day long.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's good to be out. You're in the tropics, subtropics there. Great. I'd be out every day just getting the old sunlight there.
Yeah, it was fun.
So we've had a lot of super cold here. It just got warm a couple days ago, and it's like a whole new world. We're not meant to live in the Minnesotas of the world. It's not human.
Yeah, it gets a bit too cold.
That's probably why you flew the coop. You probably got sick of the cold.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it.
No, it sucks. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I miss like autumn, you know, the fall. That's always a nice time of year, but I don't
know. Yeah. The shoulder season, spring and fall are great. I love, my favorite month is June, not because I was born in June, but it's just the best month for the balance between warm and getting hot. It never gets hot where I live in June.
Yeah.
So June is just perfect. I could replicate that 12 times. It'd be great. So let's go through these real quick. And I noticed you did a video on the Eels,
I'm the lead singer of the Eels, apparently.
I know. Well, when you back in the day when you were off YouTube, when you type Mr. E, he'd come up. That's why.
Yeah, his name is, he goes by the name E, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what? So did my father. My father, when his nickname was E. So
E, oh, okay.
There's a generational E tradition in my family.
Oh, there's something to it. Maybe that's your father.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The singer. I'm the son of the singer for the Eels. There you go. New conspiracy theory for the truth.
Well, the only reason again is when you typed in Mr. E, he always came up. So you weren't on YouTube for a while, so that's what happened. And even now, if you type Mr. E, you don't get you get him. So you have to type Mr. E.
Well, he's in a, I never heard of the band though until people told me I was the singer for the band. I never heard of them.
So you kind of like, sang it.
This is me. Yeah.
That's funny.
Sang it. Yeah.
Is that what he dresses up like?
No. He's a like older. He's a totally different looking dude.
Look at that. You can play.
I don't want to watch this right now.
Okay. It's off. I never watched this actually.
Yeah. Well, it's just a song.
You recorded this a few years ago. Oh, I see.
I did. Yeah. I put it on Patreon. It was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
It must have been right after my surgery. I was still able to do that. But
all right.
Yeah, that was Yeah, it was all right. The thing is, I think I sing in a similar range. Like he has a lower voice like mine.
Mm-hmm.
So or you could say he's not a very good singer either. That's
Well, he's trying to make money at it though.
It's easy for me to sing his song because it's the same similar range. But for people to conclude, though, I mean, here's the thing though: a lot of truthers are just slanderers and just really nasty people. You know, I mean, from my perspective and in my opinion, my experience, I would say, like horrible people, like really nasty people. Liars. They're actually liars. And that, by the way, what you see there, the end times video.
Yeah.
The John Humanity, he said I had $1 million recording studio.
What happened to that
goof? And that's it. He saw this. He saw that room I was in. And he came out and said, I had a $1 million recording studio at my house. That's it. There it is right there.
Yeah.
Does that look like it's a $1 million recording studio?
I don't think so.
I mean, just a straight up liar.
He was your nemesis for a while, John Humanity.
Well, him and all these guys popped up out of nowhere and started attacking me. So.
Well, that means you're over the
top. Well, he pretended to be my friend.
Okay.
He went to China. He took everyone's money and went to China.
Interesting. Okay. I really, he was just sort of a funny guy. I didn't really get much out of him, but I followed all you guys that were on this topic because I'd never heard of it before. So
yeah, all of them. Yeah. They all popped up after me and then they all turned their back on me at the same time.
Well,
I got more views than them, you know? So
well, they were trying to derail you because you're telling the truth. That's why it's called paralleling. It's a technique. So what happens is you pretend or you befriend the guy that's telling the truth, and then you copy him so that grabs some of your potential viewers.
Yeah.
And then you spin them in a la la land saying, I was just joking. This is not real. So that's how you do it.
There was one YouTuber, I won't say his name, but kind of a really well-known YouTuber. He had like hundreds of thousands of subs. He would interview people, right? Yeah. And then do like a legitimate interview or have them on his show and expose them to a wider audience. And then a month later, he'd come out and say, oh, that guy fooled me. He's a shill. He'd just stab him in the back. So we'd actually have him on his podcast. And then a month later, just shut them down. And,
I've never done that.
Someone else did that all the time.
No, I don't know who that is actually.
Well, he's a pretty well known dude.
What are the initials? Can you give me a hint? I don't even have a clue. Because I listen.
No, I don't want to start controversy. You know
why not? Okay,
I don't know.
All right,
if people know what I'm
honestly,
talking about,
I've never reversed on anyone. I don't even agree. No, I know you're not talking about me. But
you're like a sensible person. You're like, which is pretty rare for anything, in this world. In this world, people are just kind of weird, you know?
I listen to everyone. I don't agree with everyone, but some guys I even have on, I have no idea what they're talking about. But I'm usually pretty even keel. I know we all don't know for sure. And I know you never say, I know for sure. You're just throwing it out there. And boy, when you throw certain things up and they really stick. And I think it's for the viewer. You let the viewer decide, really. You say, listen, look at all these things and you decide. I don't.
Well, yeah, especially lately. Like at first I was more like proving things and it's more like, well, here's some things and decide for, because I don't really care really at the end of the day. It gets exhausting trying to convince people of something. So it's like, here's the evidence, here's the data.
Impossible.
And also it avoids censorship as well. If you just don't, I don't need to make the claim. I just need to show things. People can connect the dots themselves as well and make their own conclusion.
Well, actually, this is the best title, is Donald Trump the Antichrist. Because if you put everything as a question, then you're not saying it's the truth. You're saying, is it? And you make your
own. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So if you put a question after every one of your titles, then actually it's a better idea because you're not making a statement. You're asking a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the audience.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's an interesting topic, I guess. And a lot of people do think, it's interesting because Trump, people either think he's sent by God to save us or he's the Antichrist, even within the Christian world. Most Christians I know like Trump. And they think I actually know people who literally said Trump was anointed by God. Like they actually said it to my face. And I was like, dude, you're like crazy.
But there's a Dutch guy that says that, what's his name? Martin Vilander. What is it? Martin Vrijland. He has a book on this. Let me see. Martin Vrijland. He has a pretty good website here. It's in Dutch. And he has a book, something to that effect. Let me just switch this into English. And he has a book here. Where is it? Let's look. Yeah. Trump, Messiah, King of Kings. He's been saying this for a while.
Wow. You know, there's a whole channel on YouTube dedicated to like every video he makes is Donald Trump is the Antichrist. That's all he said.
Is that what the King of Kings is, though? Is that the
different thing? No, this guy's saying he's the Christ. Messiah means Christ.
Oh, okay.
And there's a different, you know, another YouTube channel where Donald Trump is the Antichrist, and that's the whole channel is basically called that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's people out there who think he's the thing is, if you get too locked in, you might be wrong, right? And then he's like, oh, okay, I guess he wasn't, and then you move on to the next president. But he's kind of acting like he is, though. You know, he's definitely acting like some kind of either a Christ or an Antichrist, you know. I mean, he's playing the part of something beyond just a regular president. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's some.
I don't know what Hode is asking. Can you prove to yourself that Jesus was not a homosexual, Mr. E? Why is Mr. E have to answer that one? That's kind of silly. Unless there's something I don't know that's in the comments here.
Well, that's just kind of a strange question.
That is a very strange question.
And after, can I prove to myself he's not a homosexual?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know what after.
Can you prove that he was a homosexual?
Can you prove he existed? I mean, there's some people that think he was invented by the Caesars.
Yeah. Can you prove the Caesars existed?
Well, there you go. You got a lot of problems in the history for sure.
None of those were there. You can't. It's hard. You know, it's always according to history is according to someone, right?
Yeah, his story.
According to witnesses.
Absolutely. So anyway, so you're at the elephant. What is the elephant in the room for those that can't make it through the whole video? What exactly are you talking about? Israel, I guess. Is that what that
well, was? I think people confuse. People, Israel, people think the word Israel is synonymous with Jew.
Or Israelites.
Yeah, Israelite and Jew. Or the Israel is in the Israel and the Jews. They use those terms synonymously. But in the ancient literature, Bible, Josephus, whatever, it's always different. The Jews are this, you know, this, I mean, you guys know, I think your audience knows, they're the one of the 12 tribes.
Yeah.
Whereas people conflate them, and especially in Christian eschatology these days, which is not biblical most of the time, it's they think there's a future restoration of Israel in the land.
Right.
You know, so that's what a lot of the foreign policy is kind of following, that kind of story. Or at least the Christian Zionists are kind
that's
of
the Schofield board. Bible, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much a Schofield. That's dispensationalism.
Yes.
And pre-tribulation rapture, and then the Israel rules the world,
yes.
The Jews. But see, this they think Israel and the Jews are the same thing,
right?
But it's where are the other 11 tribes or 10? You know, it's probably two tribes and the word Jew. But where are the other 10 tribes in Israel today?
Yes.
They're not there. So it's a false Israel. They misnamed that country on purpose, probably.
Absolutely. So they have a story and they want to recreate it. That's what everyone keeps saying. That's the plan. They want to recreate this false prophecy or whatever it is. I'm not biblical, but I know I've been hearing that for the last 12 years. That's the whole plan in the Middle East. Now, I personally think they just want to modernize the Middle East into an Agenda 21 area
so they can make sure
they control the oil. I mean,
the oil. Yeah, that's what I would think. Like, if it's just a money thing, then take over the oil. I mean, that maybe that's what it is, and they're just using the religious thing to kind of get support.
Yes, you know yes, I mean? They need a story.
Yeah, that's, maybe that's what it is.
I think
it is. Get the conservative right on board.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
In Venezuela, similar thing, right? Take over the oil. He actually said, you know, that the oil companies are going to control Venezuela now.
Well, you know? I mean, exactly. Hold on. We got another caller in here. So let's take another call.
Hold time. 1 minute.
Okay, caller in, where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is just Peter. Not important, but.
Well, I want to call you something. What should I call you?
Just call me Peter.
Okay, you're Peter. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
All right. See, that's easy. Peter, I put it on the screen. Peter from Washington. That way when people listen back to the show, they say, oh, that's Peter from Washington, even if it isn't. Sometimes. Go ahead. What, you got a question for the great Mr. E? Those are my words, by the way.
He got censored pretty hard.
Yeah, that's because he's telling the truth, isn't it?
I think he's pretty accurate with a lot of them, but some of them, I hope not.
Okay.
There was a lot. There was a lot. I mean, it had to be a couple hundred at least. I'm like, my goodness.
Are you talking about Mystery's output is prodigious? A
couple hundred what? There's people?
Investigations.
Thousands.
Mr. E is,
thousands.
I just struggle to believe you're 100% accurate, but...
Well, who is? Yeah, who's 100% accurate? Don't hold him to the highest standard possible.
I just wish
99%.
For your money back.
I don't know what it is, but it just sucks when you get them wrong, you know? I'd be more diligent, you know? Like,
what can he do?
Personally, like, I'm not saying some of his work is great, honestly, like,
you got to take his work as a totality.
Sandra Bullock was my childhood crush, and he destroyed that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you did wreck a lot of crushes.
But that one's pretty obvious. That's like the most obvious one.
It wasn't obvious when I was a freaking kid, dude.
That's true.
Well, that's, you know, when we were kids, I don't know. See, we didn't have the internet. We couldn't analyze all the photos, right?
Yeah.
Like we do now. We only saw the movie. That's it.
Yeah. Speed.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch Speed. I like that.
Yeah. So it's understandable. The men get a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
For me, it was Megan Fox, you know.
I still like the androgynes. I still think they're really good looking. Come on. That's okay.
I saw a quote the other day, like online, someone said, if she's tall and beautiful, it's a dude. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like Asian lady boys, you know, but.
Yeah, so I have a question for you guys.
Good.
You guys seem pretty real. I got you off of Phil.
Me?
Fake news.
Are you talking about fakeologists?
You recently. Yeah, I've never even heard of you.
Yeah, I haven't heard of me either. Yeah. Yeah. Fake Nukes Phil is a regular on Wednesdays with Jim Rizzoli. Yeah. We have fun.
You guys are hard to, you're really hard to find though, man.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, and someone else who I wanted to ask about is Jake the Asshole. Like,
I like
that
Jake.
Guy real?
I like okay. Jake. I just watched some of his stuff. Do you like Jake?
I followed him way before I've been following him for years, but how could I follow him and not find you guys?
I know. I'm gonna try and have Jake on the show. I was just listening to his latest thing on Jim Carrey. It's pretty good, but his videos are quite long. So I usually have a low attention span now. I can't go 3 hours.
Oh,
but...
yeah. He'll go on and toot his own horn for so long. That's freaking fast. I just don't even like, you know. It's not like, oh, Jake's on, yay, because he just toots his horn so much. I mean, his content is great. A lot of it is great, but it's like, my goodness, calm down. I'm the greatest. I'm the funniest. Like, Owen Benjamin said the same shit. Like, so.
Well, I'm glad you found us. Did you know Mr. E?
I've heard of him for years. Yeah, he's the one that he's been on for, I don't know, since before Jake, probably.
Yes. Jake doesn't talk about this stuff, does he?
He doesn't go into any kind of conflicts or anything like that. He'll go into just the, you know, kind of just obvious kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's okay. Let ask Mr. E a question, because of course he's only here for a short.
Just what you guys thought about him. But you got to answer the question, so apart from that, I'm going to get out of your hair and let you continue your show.
All right. Well, it's almost over anyway, because I don't want to keep him too long, and I got to get my database back up. But yeah, I'm glad you found us through Phil. I like Phil. Fake Nukes Phil, and he's part of the lineup. I'd like Mr. E to come in every week, but he's pretty busy. So
one that's really weird to me is Russian Fitz. That guy's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like I thought he was on point because the whole flat earth thing, but
yeah. Do you know Mr. E? Do you know Russian Vids?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really watch these people anymore though. I don't want, I've saw Jake's NFL videos were really good.
Yes, they are. Very good.
Yeah. It's good. That was pretty eye opening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even watch. I can't even watch. I get my news from you guys like you guys. Cause I can't even watch the TV. It just makes me nauseous. It's like all fucking lies.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
I can't believe nothing. I mean, even this whole thing with whatever Trump was, being questioned on the airplane. I don't know, it looked like it was a real video to me, asking if it was actually a U.S. bomb, the thing that, you know, in Israel and in Iran, that Iran. And actually, and then he's like, he's like, well, not saying it was for sure not us. And then Pete's like, you know, well, I can tell you that Iran's the only one that would do that. So it's like, they're just not directly answering the question. Makes me kind of suspicious.
Yeah. Who even knows if he's really on a plane? Flying anywhere.
Did that even happen? I mean, 170 girls? That's a lot, dude.
Well, were you, do you believe any of it?
I don't even know.
Do you believe they're killing girls in Iran? School
and then,
girls?
And then you watch like actual tourists go to Iran. It looks like a nice place. Beirut, nice place. And it just looks like when you look like, what? I don't even know how. I don't know.
Well,
maybe too much GMO food for people or something.
I'm glad you're skeptical. That's a good way to be. And if you keep watching Mr. E, myself, Fake News Phil, I think you're going to feel a lot better about the world because it's not such a bad place.
Well,
what do you think, Mr. E?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking of like going to the Middle East even now, but I think the airfare went up because of the gas prices going up, you know.
Well, the airspace is still closed, so you're going to have a hard time.
Well, I was thinking like it's just a contrary move, you know, like if you want to go to Israel, that now would be the time to go.
Venezuela is having specials.
Because that's like everyone, you know, you're going to get, I was thinking you might get some good deals on like hotels and.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Kyiv, Ukraine.
And Ukraine if all these wars are all fake, then you got nothing to worry about, right?
No, you don't. The problem is they do shut down the flights. They do.
Yeah, they have to. It's kind of like COVID, you know.
You'd have to go to Poland and drive to the Ukraine. I don't know if you can fly into there because that is one of the ways they keep it contained. They got to keep the set.
Yeah. You can't go. You can't have random people walking on set.
No. So, and I have an Iranian friend, and he really wants to go back because he hates the regime, and he says the internet is definitely off, and he can't make phone calls. So he can't get through. So there's no info getting in and no info getting out except by the approved sources. And strangely enough, even that wonderful satellite system, Starlink, that doesn't work either. Isn't that strange?
Huh.
So
yeah.
How could Iran stop a satellite unless it's not a satellite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's just straight up RF waves. Now, I guess if they put a big antenna up on the border and sort of aimed it in, it might work, but I don't think so. These things are all BS. Anyway, anything else, Peter, before we wrap her up?
No, just you're definitely right. You guys do kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
We try.
And as well as you guys try, there's Jesus Christ, our King. He does, so.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Were you in the chat typing? Were you one of the guys that said you were going to call in? Was that you?
No, I didn't say I was going
to
call in.
Oh, that was another guy. Another guy threatened to call in, but he didn't like the 666 number. anyway. All right. Thank you, Peter from Washington. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Good call. Good call. Yeah. Excellent call.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I like callers. And they actually make it more interesting, don't they?
That's funny because a lot of people do live streams now, but it's just people in the chat, you know, which you also have, but it's like nobody does call-ins.
That's right. I actually wanted to be Larry King Live.
Yeah, this is kind of, it has this kind of old school radio show kind of vibe, you know.
I love it.
You'd hear on the radio. This is like a radio show.
Yeah,
it's not really an internet.
I like that because that's what I grew up listening to. I didn't go out to drinking. I used to tune in at 9 o'clock to Larry King Live. I want to see the latest celebutard get asked stupid questions. I love stupid questions.
Wow.
You know, when the guy would, when Larry would ask a question about the book, the guy said, "Didn't you read the book?" Larry, read a book? Are you kidding me?
Well, you've been doing, it's like a podcast. You've been doing podcasting before they called it that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I did. Yeah. I've been doing this since 2012. That's when I woke up one fateful April when I was doing my taxes and still doing taxes. I thought, wait a second, what's going on here? I typed in IRS and I got Alex Jones, and then the rest is history. That's a true story. Type IRS and pay taxes, and Alex Jones came up, and then all of a sudden it was going down the 9/11 rabbit hole, and I have not.